Skin cancer is one of the most common types of cancer in the UK, and it's on the increase. And according to Sarah Lee from Cancer Research UK, there are two types of skin cancer.
One is called non-melanoma skin cancer and one's called malignant melanoma. And it's malignant melanoma that's the most aggressive and spreads very quickly, so it's one that you want to spot early. Malignant melanoma usually starts with a change to a mole or a patch of skin. So you might have had a mole that's been there for many, many years and it's never really done anything funny. But if it starts to change shape or it starts to bleed or sometimes it changes colour, then these are all early warning signs that something could be going wrong. So it's worth going straight to your GP to get it checked out. With non-melanoma skin cancers, they take a different sort of form and they might be a raised bump or a scaly patch of skin, something like that. But basically, know what's normal for you, and if you spot something funny happening to your skin, get it checked out.
And if you do have the more aggressive form, what is the prognosis?
Malignant melanoma is a very aggressive cancer and it starts in the outer layers of the skin, but it can soon spread and that's when you start to get into trouble. The prognosis isn't brilliant unless it's caught early. The main way that we deal with it is by surgery, and we often have to take out quite a big layer of skin around the melanoma just to make sure we've caught all of the cells. So the best thing really is the early detection.
Now, we often talk about skin cancer, and in the same sentence we mentioned exposure to the sun. What exactly is the link?
About 80% of skin cancers are related to excessive exposure to the sun. Cancer Research UK have developed the Sun Smart campaign, which is all about enjoying the sun and making the most of your summer, but also doing it in a safe way. Being sunburnt is actually one of the worst things that you can do to your skin. And if you get a bad sunburn, that can really lead to problems later on in life. So what we're really trying to say to people is to make sure that they do enjoy the sun, but they don't necessarily need to tan. And a tan doesn't actually protect you against the sun either. It's a sign that the skin is getting damaged.
Staying safe in the sun then, what are the top tips?
The first thing is to be aware of what time of day it is and to try and avoid being out in the bright sunlight and baking yourself in the sun during the hottest part of the day. So that's between 11 and 3 when the sun is high in the sky. And that's particularly if you've got a very fair skin. So if you burn easily, if you've got lots of freckles and lots of moles, then stay out of the sun or at least try and seek shade if you can. Go and enjoy your lunch, but enjoy it under a tree or under an umbrella. The next line of defence is to wear hats, t-shirts, protective clothing, and try and cover up as much as you can, wear your wraparound shades when you're out and about. The next thing is to be really careful with children, and young skins are very delicate and it's really important to protect your kids. And then the final line of defence is sunscreen. Factor 15 plus is what we recommend. Apply it before you go out in the sun and make sure that you reapply it during the day. Don't think that one little lot first thing in the morning is going to protect you for the rest of the day. You need to be reapplying it.
How do I know how much protection I need, whether I'm the kind of person that's going to need a very high sun factor and need to apply it every few minutes, or whether in fact I can tolerate a lot more sun than that?
It's really about knowing what your skin type is like. If you've got a very fair skin, if you're very freckly, if you have lots of moles, if you're blonde or redheaded, or you've got very pale eyes, you're likely to have the fairer kind of skin type and you should be protecting yourself on a regular basis. You might have a more olivey skin, and if you tan quite easily, that's obviously better, but do still protect yourself in the sun. You might not need to protect yourself when the UV index is very low, but you do still need to protect yourself, and don't be sunbathing and baking yourself in the sun for hours.
And what about people with black skins? Do they have the same problem as those with white skins?
People with black skins tend not to be quite so sensitive to the sun, but people with black skins do still get malignant melanomas. Quite often they tend to get them under the nail bed or on the palms of their hands or the soles of their feet. So it is worth still watching out for the early signs and being aware that malignant melanoma can still happen to you even if you've got a black skin. You might not need to take quite so much care with the SPF protection sun cream, but do still be aware about what's normal for your body.
That's Sarah Lee from Cancer Research UK.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.